And we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at UCLA, second season with the Bruins. He was the 2020 Pac-12 Coach of the Year, 2018 Sporting News National Coach of the Year, a three-time Conference Coach of the Year. UCLA is 11-2 overall. They are undefeated in Pac-12 play, 7-0. First place in the Pac-12, number 20 in the coaches' poll. And they're at Cal tomorrow night. He is a friend of the program. He is Mick Cronin. Mick, how you doing, Mick? How's life for you right now?
Life is good, Romy. Anytime you wear shorts to work, man, it's a great day.
I got to ask you about that, Mick. In fact, you got me there way faster or way earlier than I was going to. But what about that? For instance, Mick, I had Greg McDermott on the show recently, and he was talking about how coaches are a little more casual now on the sideline. You are one of the best-dressed guys in basketball. You're a David August man. What's this season been like then in that regard?
Yeah, I had to go to my guy Johnny O, John O'Donnell, Chris's brother, the actor. He's a Bruin. He made us some outfits to wear, so it's comfortable. I'll tell you that, man. It's nice not having to carry your suit on road trips, you know, your suit bags and all that. But as you know, David August is they do a great job. So I'll be back in the suits next year. I've heard some people say you guys ought to stay casual, but I don't see that happening for too long.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, Mick. I think some guys are going to stay casual, and you know, I wear some Johnny O, too. I'm a David August guy, first and foremost, but I've thrown down for Johnny O. Johnny O has some really good stuff, too.
So oh, yeah. Big time. Feel, man, yeah. He stepped up, took care of our staff. Because, as you know, we Under Armour, they dropped the UCLA University deal in the summer. It's in litigation, and we start with Nike next July. So we were in limbo, so he stood in big time for us, Johnny did.
He was smart like that. Mick Cronin joining us. So, Mick, you beat Washington Saturday. That was your sixth straight win. You're 7-0 in conference play for the first time since the early 90s. So what is the mood like around the team and the program right now?
Well, I tell you one thing. It's the whole thing's surreal because, you know, you go out to play a game and there's nobody in the stands. It's completely empty. I give all these kids credit for what they're going through, you know, from quarantining to maintaining their intensity and their focus to play to win. And I think it's going to get harder because it's getting longer. You know, Jim, we started September 21st in college basketball, really right around there. What are we at? So, you know, from a 4-month standpoint. And, you know, how many teams are – the kids are just – you know, how long can you keep your focus as far as – and your discipline, right? From college, nightlife, socializing, as you come down the home stretch here, your dedication off the floor. My guys have been awesome with it. We haven't had – knock on wood, we haven't had one positive test since we started, and that's allowed us to grow as a team. It's just – it's going to be crazy, Jim, when you get to NCAA tournament time. It would be – be so sad that a team's fate could be affected by a positive test or their chance to make a tournament run.
We're talking to Mick Cronin. Mick, it's so true, and everybody really is living this thing day to day, and you're hoping that everybody's making the right choices, the right decisions, they get lucky. You know, what about that big stage? One of the things I know you've talked about is the fact that the players are working towards that very thing, working towards the NCAA tournament, working towards playing on the big stage in front of big crowds. So what's it like when you go out on the road and the fans aren't in the building and they're not getting that opportunity?
But I'll tell you, it was the most unusual. We went down to Arizona because, you know, down in Tucson,
right,
they have just a great home court, great fan base, and it's fun to play there even though you're the enemy. And to walk out there on a Saturday night in an empty gym, I mean, it was surreal. Even our players were like, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it is so different. And the hard thing for us, you know, on the West Coast is in California, our players' parents can't even come to the games. So that's really unfortunate. You know, you just hope we get to Indianapolis. You know, we're part of the tournament. Hopefully that our players' families will at least get to come to the games. But you know what, Jim? They'd rather be playing than not. I mean, this is the key. You know, this is what they want. At the high level, these kids have worked their whole life to get to the point where they're playing basketball at UCLA. So they understand people got it a lot worse than them out there through the effects of the pandemic. So they're just happy to be playing.
We're talking to UCLA basketball coach Mick Cronin. You know, Mick, the process has been so challenging. You know, for example, at the end of last season, and the offseason, everything's been impacted by COVID like you and I are talking about, but you're having a lot of success. You had a process. You're working your process. How have you maintained your vision and executed it with all these obstacles in front of you? What's your process been like for dealing with it?
I would say, Jim, probably something that helps us is I'm not a big I'm not a fluff guy. The tough Irish side of me. We don't talk about injuries. We don't talk about anything that would be an excuse. We don't talk about our feelings. One thing I try to train the guys is for life. I just try to train them that everything's not always going to go your way, right? You either get the job done or you don't, because when you leave college, right, you're in the real world, and you either produce or you're fired. Like, you don't get to keep your scholarship if you play bad. You're going to get cut from your pro team, whether it's in the NBA, whether it's in Europe, South America, wherever it may be. Whatever job you have, if you don't produce, you're going to get fired. So I try to train them for that. So in our process, it's irrelevant who's in the stands. It's irrelevant that, unfortunately, Chris Smith, our senior best returning player, got hurt and is out for the season. It's irrelevant. All the stuff that's going on. There's a ball, there's a gym, we're allowed to play, so there's no excuses. That's just kind of how we operate.
It's kind of binary, right, Mick? It's binary. Yep. Either it is or it isn't. And, to that point, it's kind of counterintuitive. Like, you have this tough love. It's almost like parenting, right? I do this with Janet, my wife, where you want to tell the kids the way things are because you want to prepare them, but then maybe she on the other side is trying to protect them from something. And then I say, well, you're not doing them any favors if you don't let them know exactly how it is. As a head coach, how do you balance that tough love between, hey, man, I really do care about you. I really do. However, there is a standard here that you have to uphold, and I'm doing it for your own good.
I think that, that's the key to coaching, right? Because nobody's going to follow you as a coach. Your soldiers aren't going to follow you into battle if they don't believe that you'll take a bullet for them. So, my thing is, 99% of the time, I'm on their side. Especially in college, right? Our kids aren't paid to play. They're under a lot of pressure. They got academics to deal with. I'm their fiercest critic in the gym when we're trying and coaching them, right? I'm their drill sergeant, right? Getting them ready. But outside of here in the media, I'm their biggest protector, so I don't want to hear anybody banging on any of my guys for anything. Look, they're kids. They're trying to do their best. Blame me for the loss. Don't blame them. I think that's the most important thing. And the guys know how, if you're around kids every day, look, you got no shot at being phony about it. They know. I mean, they know, because things are going to happen, Jim, where a kid may make a mistake and you're going to, that's your chance to, it's like, well, coach is hard on me about paying attention and getting my job done. But, when I have a personal problem, he's the first guy there to help me. So I think that's the key to all of it. It's going to happen over time. Kids are going to see who you really are. And I think, it's important to have your whole coaching staff like that.
They know. Mick Cronin joining us. So, Mick, one last thought, because you mentioned Chris Smith. I mean, the thing that's striking to me, at least from the outside looking in, he gets ruled out of the season with a knee injury, but it seems like the team, I would never say you're better without him, but they just kept right on rolling despite that bad news. How do you explain that?
We're fortunate. I'd say the one position that we could withstand a loss was on the wing. Point guard, big man, we're not that deep. But on the wing, we're a very deep team. We have a lot of options, a lot of guys that can score. I obviously we're not better without him, but you're right. I mean, we have continued to win, but it's because of our depth at that position. We had recruited as if we didn't know if he was going to come back for his senior year. So when he came back, it allowed us to be a much deeper team. The addition of Johnny Juzang, who came back to the West Coast, Harvard Westlake kid, the 6'6" guard for us, made us an even deeper team. So we're just fortunate that our loss, although it was tragic, and Chris is doing great, he had a surgery, and he's going to be fine. But it was just in a position where we had some depth.
UCLA is playing some great ball right now. They're 11-2 overall. They're undefeated in Pac-12 play. He is the head coach. He's a friend of the program. UCLA is at Cal tomorrow. Mick, it is great to get caught up. I appreciate you. Appreciate the relationship, and it's good to talk some ball with you. Mick, thanks so much.
It's great to catch up, Romy. Hopefully, we'll do it again in March during the NCAA tournament. It'd be great.
Would love to. Would love to, Mick. Right. Thanks so much. Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach, joining us once again. Always good to talk to him. A fellow David August man. I'm curious about the head coaches. You know, some of these guys are not going to go back.